intro.
Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, June 1, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported. Please donate whatever is manageable, and no donation is too small. Free speech simply cannot stay alive without being funded by we the people. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And there are many ways you can donate, folks. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719. Extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. There's a chat room, if you'd like to contribute there, located at beyondton.chatango.com. And to start off June, I do have a returning guest here with me today, none other than Paul in California. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, Richard. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, always a pleasure. And, you know, it's always a good day in the neighborhood in Biden land. You know, so
yeah. Well, who knows? Here in California, with the recall effort proceeding, we might be a very short time away from our new governor, Caitlyn Jenner. Good days ahead, because as they're telling us, she is a conservative. So you know that's going to fix things out here, huh?
Oh yeah. Conservative transgender, what could possibly go wrong?
he's so conservative, he kept his package. couldn't bear to part with it after all those decades of having it attached. You know, he'll do the makeup and the dress, and you know, do the pretend show, you know, for the media psyop, but no, I'm keeping what God gave me.
Yeah, and then of course we can thank the Biden administration for an all Jewish set of appointees. I mean, it's unprecedented how extreme it is. And then of course we can't forget among those the Jewess Rachel Levine. You know, another trans gender. And then that one's, I guess, full on. You know, remove the.
I don't even like to contemplate the physical reality of that situation. Oh my God. Yeah, it's what can you say? You know, various descriptions have been tossed out there: clown world, world of inversion. You know, I mean, it's the Twilight Zone. It's just a weird, bizarre Jewish menagerie that we're all being treated to. And of course, if you point it out to people, it doesn't matter how accurate it is. If they're not up to speed, if they're not on board, you're a lunatic. You're a Nazi. But yet, there you have it. I mean, basically every single appointee is Jewish. I mean, the head of the CDC is Jewish, right? The second in charge in the CDC is Jewish. Our attorney general is Jewish, and on and on and on. It's like, oy vey, what's not to like?
And the pro-BLM sentiment. I was sharing that one article with you. U.S. embassies worldwide are flying BLM flags for this past week. They have been. That just shows you the state of emergency, really. That what is left of our nation, if you could say there is anything left, actually is in dire straits.
Well, and of course, it's the absurdity of it, and I'm sure it's not lost on more than a few black people also. I think that many of them know they're being mocked. But, a lot of blacks are of course, delusional due to their low IQ, and, they actually buy into this crap, and, you know, they're getting, a lot of them, not all, of course, but a lot of them are getting very, very militant and, you know, we don't need to make them any more defiant and militant than they already are after decades of brainwashing that they're such victims in life. Meanwhile, all the other groups and subgroups that we have here in this country and elsewhere, you know, you don't really hear a peep out of them. They just proceed onward with their lives. The Jews talked about doing this back in the as early as the late 1800s, and certainly by the early 1900s, this was part of their plan. They wrote of it, and they spoke of it. They were going to use the, quote, dark races, you know, to stir up this revolutionary chaos. They were going to use the narrative of oppression and racism. And, of course, that's what they're doing. It's ridiculous and absurd. As a friend of mine from work recently observed, you know, with a lot of their behavior, they oppress themselves. They ensure that people don't want to hire them or don't want to have anything to do with them, don't want to interact with them, don't want to live around them by their very behavior. So, and of course, the media and, quote, the government, of course, there's plenty of people in the government, I'm certain, don't like this at all. But just the fact that the media and the government is, quote, going along with this, it just shows us that we don't have a friend in the government. And as I made a point on another show here, we haven't really had a friend in the government in general for a very, very long time. And the sooner that we Americans, and especially we white Americans who have a target on our back, get that through our heads, then the better off we are, in my opinion.
Well put. And well, that was a function that Trump served, at least, to try to cool down the heads of conservative white America and make them think they had someone on their side, at least for one term. And, did that do more harm than good? You have to wonder. And just getting people to sit back in their easy chairs and not worry about it. But, you know, just on the topic, before we move on, the topic that we were mentioning of race and divisive tactics from the tribe, but just how these movements just lose all sense of reason. Stephen Douglas Whitener shared this video on Rumble that I passed on to you, and that you got a kick out of yourself with just the irony just on the face of it with the people in attendance. Media silent as protester chants "kill everything white in sight" was the name of the video on Rumble. What's your feedback from checking out that clip?
Well, first of all, if you look carefully, as I mentioned to you in my text, you can see several white guys. I don't get it. And of course, they have the standard build, you know, your standard like firefighter, police, military soldier type of physicality to them. So it just reeks of a government op. It's hard for me to believe that there would actually be white men that look like that, that would be down with blacks for killing other whites. How much sense does that make? I mean, I know there are disgusting white race traders out there because I do encounter them. And there's plenty of women that we whites call coal burners. I see them all the time. You know, misguided social justice warrior, feel sorry for the oppressed minority, warped mental processes that have basically corrupted so many of our women because we are subject to the Jewish masters of our media. And their programming and brainwashing and propaganda has been effective, make no doubt about it. But I think there's still plenty of good, upstanding whites necessary to take care of business if the need arises. And I can go back years and show you videos on YouTube because, you know, there's been talk of this civil war, race war for a very long time. And I've found very interesting and entertaining blacks that made videos saying, hey, all you blacks out there, you're being played. You're being stupid. You know, there isn't any way you want a war with these people. And they gave a few examples in history. And then they also, and then one of these guys showed clips of, like, all these white children practicing at gun ranges with a deadly accuracy. In many cases, you know, 12- and 14-year-old girls shooting all sorts of weapons, you know, with accuracy at targets. And, you know, I remember this one black guy, he had a sense of humor about him, but he was being quite real when he said, you know, you blacks, it's the last thing you want is a war with people that have been training to shoot you for decades. So I don't foresee it happening. I mean, it could, and there's no doubt about that. A civil war would probably fall along several lines, not just racial, but also for, of course, you know, governmental and government operatives and those people, you know, that we might call the liberal crazies. You know, they're going to get a hard dose of reality in a hurry if society does break down, because I think they're the least prepared to deal with, shall we say, the boots on the ground situation that may occur. And I hope it doesn't come to pass. But as so many people are saying, something's got to give here sooner or later.
Well, this has been a disturbing trend, though, where, I mean, the past year I've heard declarations at certain hospitals that they're giving preference to people of color. And, of course, Stone Mountain, Georgia. I mean, even this video, it had, you know, individuals with rifles, and they're speaking out racially hostily against other races in a hostile manner, speaking out racially. And that would never fly if you switched the race. You know, if you had some white guys standing there with their firearms speaking out in any kind of critical way against blacks or black culture, I mean, be shut down so quickly. And we have this double standard now. And that's a slippery slope. And then we have Stone Mountain, Georgia, from the second half of last year. I forget the exact month. I don't know if it was late summer or well into the autumn, but, you know, we had these declarations that they were making, but they were also in the streets shaking down cars to let them pass. They had to pay a person of color tax or white tax or whatever you want to call it. I mean,
I think that was for the cameras for theater. I'm not sure if anybody would have paid that, but yeah, no, I mean, you're making a viable observations here. I did see that the Stone Mountain, Georgia, because they meant us to see it. See, that's the thing, Richard, is there's zero doubt about the fact that they're trying to get all the emotions riled up. I mean, that's very clear to anybody who has a thinking capacity. They're trying to get us white people to be afraid and to be concerned, and they're trying to, in many ways, get these black people to be, say, more angry or to get angry and to feel a sense of empowerment and maybe to spur them into action. And I think that, you know, these puppet masters know sooner or later that you're going to get, at the very least, some maybe small instances or skirmishes and may lead to other things. Who knows? But it's clear they want to play with our emotions. They love to play around with anger and fear and, you know, trepidation and so forth. And it's designed to do all of those. I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only white person that gets angry when you see such behavior and hear such words. And I know for a fact that some of them are sincerely felt. There may be some actors in there, I have no doubt about it. But a lot of these people really do think and feel that way. And I think that our puppet show masters want to spread that if they can.
Well, a lot of this is authorized as far as the federal government's advocacy through ignorance, really, plausible deniability. There's a certain disconnect, though. I mean, for embassies of the United States worldwide to be floating BLM flags, flying BLM flags when they're, I mean, the leaders of BLM are self-admitted, formally trained Marxists. So, I mean, the U.S. is sponsoring Marxism, communism, to be flying those flags at their embassies. It's just ridiculous. Right. I noticed some of the other videos under that video on Rumble, some of the other titles here, BLM protesters shut down entire freeway, wherever that was. Antifa mob raids prison, media silent. So,
right.
But yeah, they're trying to get.
Let me ask you this question, since you mentioned the word U.S., right? So my contention would be that we don't really have a U.S. so much as we have a Jew-S. This is not original, of course. But how could we when we don't have control of our money? Imagine you as a 12 or 13-year-old boy, and you're on an allowance. And your only source of money, unless you want to maybe go get a paper route or something, your only source of money is what, say, mom and dad give you. Okay, well, that's essentially the U.S. Government, more or less, and the people that control the levers of power and the levers of money are totally kosher. So, you know, to say that the government is doing this or doing that, and, you know, we've been under a Jewish tyranny for a long time, and in the past it was more disguised. Now it's right out in the open for everybody to see. And, of course, it's absurdity because, you know, these people at the top, they don't give a damn about anybody, and especially they don't care about blacks, for God's sake. And it's worth noting that a lot of these blacks toting these weapons and, you know, driving cars and doing everything that they do, none of them did or could invent as a race all the benefits of technology that they use. I mean, you know, blacks would never have and could never have invented firearms. And talk about flag, BLM flag. When the European nations went to the continent of Africa to explore, I'm pretty sure they didn't find any flags anywhere. And they never found any two-story buildings. They never found anything other than, you know, mud and fast-touch huts. They never found the wheel. These are basically primitive people a few centuries removed from a Stone Age culture. And the joke of, you know, in my opinion, the Jews are playing a big joke on both blacks and whites by promoting blacks because everybody knows, who knows anything, that civilization, so-called white Western Christian civilization, is due exclusively to one group, white men. That's it. End of story.
But it's assumed that they can be replaced now, and Western civilization, our high-trust societies, with sophisticated technology, relatively speaking, they can continue on indefinitely, completely replaced with people of color, and that won't be an issue. I mean, they're just coming here because of what the riches, colonialism, and white oppression worldwide made of Europe and the U.S. I guess that's what we're supposed to believe. Why these places are so much better, and why everyone's flocking here. It could have nothing to do with the integrity, the genetic qualities and abilities of our people.
No, nothing at all to do with biology. It's all circumstance. In other words, it's culture. I mean, look at the wonderful things that happened to Haiti after the overthrew white rule. Okay, Haiti became Sweden, did it not? You know, just open your eyes and see. I mean, you know, Rhodesia is a case in point. Of course, now it's Zimbabwe, and who knows whatever the next iteration might be. But Rhodesia was actually a net food exporter. It was a breadbasket. And then after, you know, the white oppressors were thrown off of their farmland and the country was subjected to the wonderful benefits of black rule, within a few years there was famine.
But we have the break coming up. But now Sweden may be more turning into Haiti, ironically enough. But let's Hold that thought, and we'll be right back after the break, sir.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
We're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Gary here with Paul in California, my returning guest here today. And now, Paul, when you mentioned Sweden, it made me think of this article that's been going around on a lot of independent outlets the last week or two. Sweden goes from being the safest, one of the safest countries in Europe, to the second most dangerous. And that could have nothing to do with immigration, I'm sure.
No, impossible. How could it? That would be racist to suggest anything like that.
Absolutely.
you want more? I'm on dangerous ground here. I recently was, shall we say, in some trouble for racially insensitive remarks that I made. So, we're all walking around with a little, apprehension. I don't think I'm ever going to step on eggshells. But you know the world that we live in today. It's absolutely the world of inversion. It's impossible to really speak the truth about things. I generally don't have an issue doing it. But, you know, everybody knows. Everybody knows what trouble is and what trouble looks like. And when you're walking down the street at night, trouble does not look like a bunch of natural-born Swedish people coming down the other side of the sidewalk, does it?
Well, that's a concise way to put it. Not at all. And well, things could be getting a little more tense. Like you say, with economic conditions, a country that's a welfare state, it's easy to manipulate people toward these ends. I was sharing that other story with you that, well, although on the federal level, federal unemployment assistance is set to expire September 6th, we have at least 24 GOP-led states set to end federal employment even sooner. And they're saying in less than 2 weeks, we're going to have millions of Americans with who will be left losing their unemployment benefits. But of course, we can't have, I mean, this whole infinite push toward assistance, universal basic income is something that they would love, that would further the collapse. You know, but some people feel the collapse of this nation is all that is left, is all that is possible to change things for the better as well. And then, of course, though the same people have concerns that the, you know, these globalist intentions could further their agendas, you know, UN control more so than we already have, if that's even possible, because it does seem like we are in a global system already.
Well, you know, what's confusing for me, Richard, is why are these Republicans always so mean? You know, they're so mean and racist, and they actually think that, you know, that working and doing something is important, when, you know, the really enlightened and progressive people all understand that issuing checks and consuming is the only way to go. I mean, it's the future. I mean, if we're going to be dependent on people actually performing, you know, viable tasks that are necessary in society, we're doomed. The only way forward is to basically receive checks and consume. Don't you see the logic in that?
Oh, of course, of course. Who wouldn't? But you're in a. I mean, many see. Well,
I'm in Paris.
California is a testing ground. Sweden is a testing ground for Europe. California for the U.S. for just how extreme they can get away with in policy. You're right in the middle of the, you know, the lab central in California there. So you would know.
Well, speaking of which, I know we're coming up on a break, but I think we've got 2 minutes or so. I thought I would read to you this form that I sent to people. I believe you got a copy of it too somewhere. That I was asked to sign at work. It's called Self-Certification of Vaccine Status. And here's the opening line. Under the health officer's order, oh, really? I did not know. And who the heck is the health officer? Under the health officer's May 18th order, all businesses and government entities in Santa Clara County are required to determine the COVID-19 vaccination status of their employees. Of course, this is a lie. They're not required to do any such thing, but this is just the pretense of law that we're operating under. In light of this requirement, you must provide the information requested below. And, of course, they have a little box where you can check, I'm fully vaccinated, or I received my second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, or my single dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, or I received my first dose of Moderna or Pfizer, and my second appointment is scheduled, or I have not yet been vaccinated, but I already have been scheduled, or I have not been vaccinated, and the last box to check, I decline to answer whether I have been vaccinated. I'm going to finish this at the end of the break.
Yeah, sounds good.
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We don't talk too much about it. Ain't no real big secret, all the same. Somehow we get around it.
We're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here today with Paul in California. And I don't know, is Tom Petty right? I mean, is it really possible that we still don't have to live like a refugee? You were in the middle of this reading this notice that you were given, Paul. So please continue.
Well, I think it's interesting to just finish this, even though, of course, this is local. They're going to be doing this everywhere if they aren't already. And it's part and parcel of the totalitarian march that, you know, began in March of last year, you know, with the emergency that was declared by our God Savior Trump, right? I mean, he's the one that went along with the program. So anyway, so now they're basically asking all employees to provide their vaccination status, and they're doing it under this official guise. But the form itself, it's kind of hokey. It's just like a copied form. It looks semi-official at the bottom. It's Santa Clara, you know, County Public Health, but it's just full of what, in legal terms, we would call effing lies. So, for example, it says that Please note you're required to provide accurate information about your vaccination status in response to the questions below. It's a total lie. You're not required to do anything. In fact, there's laws that protect your medical privacy on the books already, and there's nothing that's happened to them. They haven't gone away, and there's no new laws have been passed. Get this next sentence. If you decline to provide information about your vaccination status, we will be required to assume you're unvaccinated. Another effing lie. They're not required to assume anything, okay, but they want you to believe it. They want the simple-minded and the unsophisticated, which is the vast majority of Americans, to think this is all real. So here's what it says. We will be required to assume you're unvaccinated for purposes of rules or requirements in the workplace that are different for vaccinated or unvaccinated employees. For example, if requirements on face coverings allow fully vaccinated employees not to wear face coverings, listen to the way they did that language. If requirements allow fully vaccinated employees not to wear face coverings. In other words, if something allows you not to do something, you know, talking about mind games, then the information collected will be used to determine whether you will be required to wear a face covering. So as I've mentioned on this show and many other times, there is no requirement under the law for anybody to wear a face covering anywhere. And no man can tell another man what to do medically. Period. Done. End of story. There has been, there is no new law that makes you do anything, okay? And there can't be. And that's why they're doing it through the companies and the corporations. That's always been their plan to do it, because they know that governmentally or legislatively it would be a non-starter. These laws would be immediately challenged and overturned by the courts, just like pretty much every single court case and court ruling has gone against these governors and their mandates. They're basically oh for whatever in court, because it's all a legal fraud. So before we move on with the show, I'll read you the final paragraph, which again is, in legal terms, it's what's known as an effing lie. Quote, this is the final paragraph. I understand I am required to provide accurate information in response to the questions above. I hereby affirm that I have accurately and truthfully answered the questions above. I also understand that if I stated that I am fully vaccinated, my employer may request documentation of my vaccination status. And then it asks for your signature and a date. So they're basically asking you to sign what would be known as an attestation. Okay, you're attesting to something. But they lie to you and tell you that you're required to provide the information. Of course, you're not. When they handed this form to me at work, I tore it up. I wadded it into a ball. I told them, don't ask me this again. And, you know, nobody's going to do that. You know, there's probably a handful of people across the country like myself who are insane and crazy and ridiculously defiant. But, you know, I see this for exactly what it is. They're going to make a list. They're going to make a list. And what do you want to bet after they've made their list that they're going to start mailing people little proddings, little notices, you know, with maybe incentives. And then after the incentives, they might, you know, come at you with some, you know, what we'll call a little bit more harsh language, suggesting that you have to do something. So they've begun the process of separating the herd. And, you know, getting us conditioned to accept further and further restrictions. So, anyway, thanks for letting me do that.
No, it's a really important topic and point you make there. And, yes, there's no reason with no new laws, like you say, that our privacy of our medical information should be compromised. And that is private. Whether or not you have had a vaccine of any type is your business, or these pseudo vaccines.
You don't have to tell the government anything you don't want to. You don't have to tell another man or woman anything you don't want to. There aren't any laws that require that kind of disclosure, and it's just ridiculous to think that there are. But people, as we both know, Richard, the educational system, everything else has been so dumbed down that they can run this fraud start to finish. The whole thing is a fraud. The virus causing disease is a fraud. The pandemic is a fraud. The vaccine is a fraud, except it's actually injuring people. So it's just, you know, that's real. The whole agenda was what you're seeing now, which is take the shot. I mean, like Joe Biden said, right? Just take the shot or wear a mask. Your choice, Tonto. Lone Ranger reference there. But
Yeah, here in Chicago, we already have some major grocery chains with signs saying that now you don't have to wear a mask as long as you've had the shot, and they're going on the honor system at the moment. I have to wonder how much, once these digital vaccine passports are around, how much it won't be on the honor system anymore, and then, yeah, eventually, how much it could be more than just a nudge, but getting forceful. Could we reach a point where you can't even go into an office to renew your state ID or driver's license without having the shot, where a mask won't do anymore suddenly, you know, after a number of years or something?
There was a time when nobody would have ever thought that we would have what we have now, right? In other words, can you board a plane, you know, without this, that, or the other, okay? Or can you do this, that, or the other? What, showing ID? You can't check into a hotel without showing state-issued picture ID. You could just go down the list of all the things. Everything is incremental. I'm not sure when exactly I became familiar or first heard the term incrementalism as it applies to what's going on, but probably I want to say back in the 90s when it really got cemented in my mind. This is exactly what they do. First, they're going to say, oh, well, nobody's going to ask. It's just the honor system. Yeah, well, then they're going to abandon the honor system and say, well, now we're going to have to verify because we have a new strain. We have the Chicago Southside strain of the coronavirus, right? You know, we have the South African batshit strain, excuse my French. You know, it's whatever it is they make up. Because like I've said on so many shows and so many other venues, as long as these people are alive, they're going to continue this nonsense and torment us. And that's all they're doing is they're mocking us and tormenting us. Get that into your head for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I know you want to make a strong point, but yeah, S with a hit is definitely a word we try to avoid here. But no, hey, I see we have a caller in the queue for you, actually, Paul. We have Chance in West Virginia. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, sir. How you doing today?
Yes, hello. Hello, Richard. Hello, Paul. Paul, you made some very, very good points. Before I get to my point, I'd like to ask both you gentlemen, have you heard that Lindsay Twinkletoes Graham went to Israel begging for more money for Israel? So there's your Republican opposition for you. There's your Republican opposition. We're in a crap load of trouble in this country. I'm going to give you my prediction for what it's worth, gentlemen. When these people wake up who are vaxxed and find out what's been done to them, there's going to be hell to pay. I think about that, and I think about, hey, isn't that fence still around Washington? Isn't that a curiosity? I think my prediction for what it's worth is this fall, starting this fall, I can't pinpoint it exactly, but I predict this fall and all throughout 2022, this country is going to collapse. And it just might need to collapse because there's no way to get us out of this. Like Paul said, it's going to be the batshit strain, or it's going to be another strain. It's going to be the Antarctic strain. It's not going to end. Because the people who have been stuck with this killer shot are going to wake up sooner or later. Make no mistake about it. That's why I believe that fence is still around the White House. And comment from you guys?
You want me to go first, Richard?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, no, great points and delivery, Chance. I definitely agree. I knew from the beginning that they would never let this go if it was successful, and I had a fear that it was going to be successful because I know the nature of my fellow Americans, my fellow human beings. I know they are mostly without courage. And lo and behold, look what we have. We have many people. I bump into neighbors all the time. Oh, I'm fully vaccinated. I mean, I had a woman the other day, stupid, you know, broad, lives up the street. She's college educated, puts a mask on her 7-year-old child. And, you know, she proclaimed it with this kind of a smug satisfaction. Oh, you know, because I told her, you can take the mask off. You got nothing to fear. And she goes, yeah, you're right. I'm fully vaccinated. You know, like, yay, look at me. You know, these people, they just, you know, they mint them by the millions.
Yeah, but Paul, see, the thing is this.
Nothing you can do.
Paul, the day is going to come when these people are going to be deathly ill. and they're going to realize what's been done to them. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. And I think, I hate to say this, but maybe this country does need to collapse at this point, because when they get to the point where they outright kill us, I don't think there's no turning back. It's going to have to collapse. And that's why I think this President O. Biden, because I think Obama's pulling the strings behind the scenes, I'll be honest with you. They're going to do everything they can to stay in power. That's why that fence is there. And we're going to see total chaos, I believe, total chaos. And it's, because like I said, those people who are jabbed, they're going to wake up sooner or later. And they know that in Washington. That's why that fence is there. And they're probably even building it higher. Who knows?
Here's something for you to consider, Chance, and this is not my original thinking, although I completely agree with it, is that I think that in many ways they're varying the content and the dosage of these vaccine shipments depending on what it is they want to do. I mean, who knows what's in these vials, right? Certainly not the people dispensing the shots, and certainly not the people receiving the shots. You know, who's to know at what point in the, shall we say, at what point in the logistics, what exactly goes into those little bottles, right? So my agreement with this theory that I've heard promoted by other people, and of course it's something that I considered early on, is that they're not going to do us all in with the first or maybe even the second round. They're just going to get us conditioned to taking the shots because so many people will be fine. I have a feeling that a lot of people are going to be just fine, so therefore they're not going to wake up. They're going to say, oh, well, these are some anomalies that we hear about in the news, but that's because they had this, that, or the other condition, but I'm okay. And so meanwhile, they can just continue to ramp up whatever toxicity they desire. I don't believe there's anything biological that they're doing to us. I think it's all toxicological. I think they're just poisoning us and experimenting with, you know, to see what happens.
It's a shame, like you said, I'm okay. Isn't that a shame that people have that attitude? Well, I'm okay, the hell with my neighbor. I mean, that bothers me. That's not a Christian way to think, but apparently a lot of people think that way. Sooner or later, this is going to hit the fan. We all know it. This is why playing this Republican game. I just told you about Twinkle Toes Graham there. More money for Israel, he says. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine? This is the position we have to deal with. Now they're just coming out and murdering us and sterilizing us. This is so prophetic.
It is. We need to do that. We need to turn that fence into a wall and keep them in, and then we just go on with our lives. Because if one thing is for sure, we don't need these people. That's the unfortunate thing. People never get through their heads. What do they do for us, Paul?
The hottest places in hell are reserved for the churches who are not informing their flock. The hottest places in hell, because they are the ones, the last ones that abdicated their responsibility, along with corporations, media. They all have blood on their damn hands. That's going to be impossible to wash off. And that's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Thank you very much, gentlemen, and God bless you now.
Thank you, Chance. Always appreciate your calls, sir.
And, Chance, if you're still listening, I mean, there are, I know there's, you would consider it to be pockets, but there are, for example, places that are still open and defying the orders. I went to one last Saturday night, actually. A friend of mine invited me to a Calvary church here in the Bay Area to see Judy Mikovits speak, and there was easily 1,000-plus people, all unmasked, all sitting as close together as they wanted, listening to her and her co-author, Ken Heckenlively, give their presentation. And, this place that he invited me to go, Calvary Church, has not closed and has continued to hold services. They supposedly have garnered all sorts of fines, but I have no idea legally if they're going to, you know, pay. And, of course, they're not enforceable, but that doesn't stop some places for, you know, believing that they have to pay government fines just to exist or just to do business as usual. That's the problem. Too many people are willing to give up, money for their freedom.
Well, that is a sign of hope, you know, that even in California we could have mass gatherings of unvaccinated, maskless masses, like you mentioned, for the speech of Dr. Judy Mikovits. Well, we have some other callers here. Let's go to Charles in Florida. Hello, Charles. Hey, what's on your mind today, sir?
Hey, Jim, Richard, and especially Paul. I've heard you boys on another program somewhere else, I think. What's his name? David Icke calls what you're talking about incrementalism. Is sneaky incrementalism, you know?
Yeah, I've heard David Icke use the term the totalitarian tiptoe.
Totalitarian tiptoe.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that, and I don't want to stay on too long. Have you seen the report that was in the Truth Seeker? Truthseeker.co.uk from the United Kingdom today, about one Russian hacker has claimed he's been able to get in contact with the the things that are monitoring everybody that's been injected, including the ones in Russia with the Sputnik vaccine. But I mean, all of them are monitoring their subjects that are they're now inhabited, you know, with these nanobots that can broadcast on 5G and to the cloud.
Well, Charles, you know, maybe the digital vaccine passport, once it's out, will just be a way for us to easily help them to tally up their massive depopulation database. You know, do the work for them.
We transition to a system of total control. Once they get enough people, they have to be monitoring. They can monitor all your life signs, your whole medical history or history. I don't know if this is for real, but
right.
That was an interesting article I just read today.
Yeah, Paul,
5G, having
to
do with 5G, you know,
the
cloud.
Yeah, no, definitely, Charles. I mean, it's a good point. I'll see if Paul wants to respond to it briefly, but we have a couple other callers to try to take, too. But
okay, that's all I wanted to say.
All right, no, great
Thank
point.
You.
So I'll quickly mention, it's a much longer topic and calls for a longer response, but I'll quickly mention that it's my personal belief at this point that everything that we're seeing, that we're going to be experiencing, is toxicological and radiological, as in electromagnetic or wireless radiation, and its effect. A lot of these symptoms are exactly the same. There's a lot of overlap of many different so-called disease symptoms because it's the same signs of body dysfunction, body metabolism interruption, and so forth. And supposedly, it's in the literature. A friend of mine was listening to the Dr. Ott show, I believe, on Revolution Radio, and they were discussing the fact that it's supposedly understood or known that wireless radiation in some people causes symptoms of beriberi because it interrupts the synthesis of vitamin B. And the symptoms of beriberi, okay, variations of mild to severe, are nothing more or less than a lot of symptoms of other illnesses. So, again, I don't think there's anything we have to fear from viruses or nature. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right, well, let's go to the next caller, Karen in West Virginia. Hello, miss, you're on the air.
Hi, Paul, Richard, am I on?
Yes, loud
yes,
and
Karen.
Clear. What's on your mind?
Okay, I had to call in after listening to Charles. I'm here in West Virginia, too, and I have to disagree with him. I don't think people are going to wake up. I've asked friends why they got the shot. They can't even give me any kind of a logical reason for why they got it, which I find really distressing. They don't even have a good reason. People haven't even woken up from 9/11. They haven't even woken up from the JFK assassination. I mean, the whole... I just don't see this happening. I think this is more of a sheep and the goats scenario where there's some people that are smart enough to avoid this stuff because there's really no reason to take it in the first place. And then there's people that are just following along. And I'll be honest with you, I don't have a lot of sympathy because I remember, Richard, you saying once on the show that, you know, after we've seen everything we've seen and the people still don't wake up, at some point you kind of can't feel sorry for them anymore.
Agree with you.
That's just the way I feel.
You're making a very good point, and let me respond briefly with a story I'm sure you can relate to. I had a conversation with a man recently about this very topic, and of course, like many men, you know, that I meet, or people, he did not have any knowledge of, you know, any science at all in terms of viruses and bacteria and, you know, disease and so forth. And, you know, so I started commenting on the vaccine, and he took a little bit of umbrage, shall we say, at my suggestion that it's all just programming and propaganda. And he goes, no, it was my decision. I made my own decision. I decided to take the vaccine, blah, blah, blah. And this is a grown man in his 50s, you know, and I'm looking him dead in the eye. I go, you're kidding me, right? Don't even come at me with that BS. I said, first of all, you would have never known anything different in the world if nobody ever said the word COVID-19. If the news media never said we have a pandemic or an epidemic, you wouldn't have known anything different. And second of all, you wouldn't have taken any vaccine if they didn't tell you here's a vaccine available to take for this thing that they just told you about. The idea that, quote, you made your own decision is total nonsense. It's ridiculous. You succumbed to propaganda.
Well, it's not even a vaccine. It's not.
Exactly.
They tell you, I took the vaccine, but you tell them it's not a vaccine. It's a experimental mRNA gene therapy, that so-called.
Right.
And then they look at you like, you know, they got this deer in the headlights look. That's
right.
I just
you
think
make some,
stupid.
Right.
I'm sorry. I can't make excuses for these people anymore.
You make some excellent points, Karen.
They're not going to wake up.
You make some excellent points, Karen. I just want to clarify not Charles, it was Chance in West Virginia.
Oh, Chance.
I think Paul was from Florida.
Chance was from West Virginia.
Yes, ma'am.
I just had to call in because I live right in West Virginia, and people are pretty based here.
All right,
but, you know, even here, they're falling for it. It was in the newspaper headline every single
day for a year. I'm sorry, ma'am. We're like all out of time. The music's about to hit us. I just want to let Paul try to briefly respond to you before we're out of time.
Okay.
No. I mean, she makes good points, and I mostly agree with her. I mean, some people will wake up, some people won't. But I think that the point of the story I was telling is that even people that think they're making their own decision, they're not. They're making a decision based within a matrix. Okay, we live in a milieu. I love that word. I borrowed it from another researcher years ago. We live in a milieu, okay, a matrix, and we make our decisions within that, and a lot of people are not independent like they like to think. I know I am. I know Richard is. Lots of other people really are, but this guy, anybody that tells you, oh, they decided to get the vaccine themselves, it's a joke, because if there's no vaccine made available and you're not told to take a vaccine for this new virus, you're not going to go, quote, make your own decision to get it. So anyway, the propaganda matrix has got to be destroyed.
Right. Again, thank you for your call, Karen. Those are some excellent points. Paul, it's always a pleasure. Look forward to having you back on soon, and try to enjoy your week, sir.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, Richard.
Yes, sir. If anyone has any thing to share with Paul, you can email me. I'll forward it to him. Enjoy your June, folks. Let's try to stay optimistic. Stick around for Dr. Patrick Slattery. Please support RBN, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because